Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. Check your calendar. It's 2015. Do you know what that means? It means that Back to the Future 2 is taking place right now. Marty McFly is here somewhere on his hoverboard. If you remember, in the second movie, Marty had to go into the future by 30 years, which means he's here now. Is that reality really our reality? Well, let's take a look. Some of the things that the movie Back to the Future 2 said would be here and part of everyday life in 2015. What about Mr. Fusion? Well, by now, according to the movie, we should be merrily throwing rubbish into the home energy reactor and by the magic of nuclear fusion be making ourselves some cheap, clean energy to use. That didn't seem to happen. The whole world got scared of nuclear power. We are much more environmentally conscious than we were back in 1985, but alas, Mr. Fusion is not here. What about flying cars? No. Can you imagine if we had flying cars, the mayhem that would be going on? The little fender bender in the parking lot would become these major mid-air collisions. So that is a good thing. So the flying car never got here, and I don't think it ever will. Every picture painted of the future said we would be flying around even back from George Jetson's day, and that didn't happen. What about self-tying shoes? By now we should be laughing at our ancestors for wasting precious minutes tying our laces. Nike, we're looking at you. Marty's Nike Air Mags simply do themselves up. The replica version admirably donated to the Michael J. Fox Foundation, but missed this rather vital detail. What about Velcro? Velcro was back in 85. We still have Velcro, but if you walk around with Velcro closing your shoes, that brings up a whole other stigma we won't talk about. What about rejuvenation centers? Hands up if you want to look 30 years younger. Yep, Doc doesn't have to worry about night creams or keeping an eye on what he's eating. He just has a quick visit to a rejuvenation center, and boom, he's a spring chicken once more. That would be nice, right? You go in, you just get like a laser swipe across the face, and you're 30 years younger. Let's see. Oh, here's a quote from the movie. Doc Brown said, "I went to a rejuvenation clinic and got an all-natural overhaul. They took out some wrinkles, did a hair repair, changed the blood, added a good 30 to 40 years to my life. They also replaced my spleen and colon." Wow, if only. Weather service. "Our weather forecasts let us know that we may need an umbrella in our bag at some point in the next 3 days. Doc Brown is able to predict exactly when it will stop raining just by looking at his watch." Maybe it's an Apple Watch. To the tick, as he says, Doc goes on to credit the Weather Service, who he says is far more reliable than the post office, which is still a mess and always will be. What about the self-drying jacket? You know what? There's that dry fit material. I love that. Nike has a lot of shirts and stuff and water-repellent jackets and all this, so maybe this kind of did come true. Not that we should have to worry about the rain anymore. Back to the Future promised us self-drying jackets. At the touch of a button, Marty can also make the jacket adjust to his size. Perfect after a bit too much holiday indulgence. What about gas station robots? You might think you're rather swish when you pull into the pay-at-pump lane and bypass the tiresome visit to the person behind the till. Well, Back to the Future thinks we'll be met in our flying cars, of course, by a robot that will fill our tanks and process the payment for us. Well, but you could still self-pay at the pump. You stick your card in there and you pump away and off you go. What about Jaws 19? You know, we were still kind of hung up in the 80s about all the Jaws movies because we were just coming off that awful Jaws 3D movie. Remember that mess with Dennis Quaid and Bess Armstrong and Louis Gossett Jr.? That was a horrible movie. So luckily there were no more after that, but they thought we would be up to Jaws 19 at this point. Food hydrators. Sure, we can order a hot pizza straight to our doors, yes, but we can easily buy a pizza, put it in the oven, and be merrily eating a cheesy slice within 15 minutes. But the McFly said we'd have food hydrators. A mini pizza goes in, gets kind of hydrated, pops back out steaming hot and full-sized in like seconds. Hover belts. We didn't have the hover belt. We still can't hover around anywhere. Pick your scenery. Remember this? Back to the Future said by 2015 we'd be able to avoid the dreary outside world with our very own scenery channel. Raining outside? Switch to the Barbados scene. Snowing, up comes a picture of a lush green garden. Think about it, though. How many TV channels do we have? At some point, there will be a scenery channel, and TVs have gotten so big. If you remember, Marty comes home, and he's got this big, massive TV on the wall. And he does, at one point, have a telephone conversation, and the person's face pops up. That's Skype. So some of this stuff really did happen. It's amazing, though, how they didn't really launch into what the cell phone would become, because at that point, the cell phone was still that big monstrosity that Michael Douglas was holding onto his head as he was walking the beach in Wall Street. So they kind of missed the boat on that. No one saw what smartphones would become. The closest thing is Doc's watch, which is kind of like what the Apple Watch is. So it's pretty interesting to always see what they think the future would become and how they miss certain things. What I always get a kick out of is when you watch the Jetsons, George sits down in the morning, down comes a TV screen, and he's reading the newspaper. George Jetson, folks, he's on the internet. And that's back in 64. And little did they know what would happen and where we would be. But those are such good movies. The third one, the Western, I could take or leave that. That was just like a bad bonanza episode. Stay with us. More coming up this hour. America's Business with Ted David, and then things that parents just hate to buy. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Here's a gripping headline. Cagers with electric vehicles are buying biker leather. Eco-minded owners of battery-driven cages are shopping for biker gear. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Cars powered by electricity are gaining acceptance. Except at this time of the year. Cold weather has a limiting effect on battery performance. Running the heater totally kills the already shortened time between recharges. On the Tesla forum, an owner recommends buying heated jackets and gloves designed for wearing while riding motorcycles. The only alternative being the wearing of a snowmobile suit. Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
From the Fab Five through 15 NBA seasons, this guy was money in the paint. He averaged 20 points and nearly 10 rebounds per game and rattled a few rims with his powerful dunks.
Oh! Chris Webber with the 40!
So where is Chris Webber now? Chris married longtime girlfriend Erica Date shortly after retiring. He's a major investor in a massive Chicago real estate development project. His foundation helps at-risk youth in his native Detroit. And Chris is a hoops analyst for TNT. Plus, he's produced for rapper Nas.
I was young. I was surviving the time.
Sounds like a slam dunk to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.